it out. What that meant was you got to go to the range, you got to practice some more. And I think there's a chance this team, again, there's issues on this team. I think there's quarterback issues. I like the offensive line, by the way. I like the tight ends and wide receivers. I think there's depth issues at defensive end, even though, boy, I love seeing the Merritt news. I think there's depth at defensive tackle issues. I think there's depth at linebacker issues and depth in the secondary issues. But there's some pieces of this team. And, look, there's a lot of teams who won a lot more football games than Clemson last year with a lot less talent. I don't think it's all about talent. So, as I said before, if you could get me like what Virginia did last year. You know, you're not ultra talented, but you were highly competitive. You were smart. You're a resilient team. You took care of the football. You were tough mentally and physically. I mean, just give me that. Give me Vanderbilt had a great quarterback last year. Give me BYU last year. Lost to one football team, lost to Texas Tech. But they were physical. They were fundamentally sound. They tackled well. You know, like just give me that. I don't have to be as talented as certain teams. As a matter of fact, give me Indiana, man. Because I don't think Indiana was the most talented football team last year, but they were the best team we've seen in a long time because of when the quarterback threw it, he threw it to the outside shoulder, the correct shoulder. When the offensive tackle made his first step was with the right foot dropping in the right direction. The guard got his helmet on the right side. The pursuit angles by the defense were well. They tackled well. They didn't horse collar. They didn't face mask. They didn't pass interference. The offensive line protected the quarterback. They kicked it well. They covered kicks well. I just want a fundamentally sound football team. Give me that. I don't have to have first round draft picks everywhere. Now, in order to win the Dominican College Football Playoff and to win the ACC and all, you do need first round draft picks. Well, Duke didn't have them last year, so you could have done that. But if you want to go deep in this thing, you got to be elite talent wise. This team's not going to be that. But also, where the fan base is right now. The fan base can fall in love with hard-nosed, workman-like football team. Because we've seen, and look, if given a choice, you'd rather have Deshaun and Trevor and Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence. But if you're not going to have those, then what we've seen kind of a little bit is kind of an underachieving deal like last year. Then when you're underachieving and your talent and your stars don't show up, you would welcome a good workman-like football team. Physical on both lines of scrimmage. Tackle well, efficient offensively, third down conversions type stuff, red zone type stuff. I think you can welcome that at this point in time right now. Oh, hopefully that's what you get.
100%. It's better than the alternative, which is, well, not the alternative, but the opposite, which is what we had last year.
I shudder to do this, but I'm so interested in these texts I got this weekend. I'm not going to tell you who sent them to me, but these are from media members and guys who've been out at practice and the guys who are, you know, more of a national media guys and who have access to what the college football world is saying about things. And one of the quotes was, Dabo knows he's going to be really good. I don't buy that. I don't think he thinks that. He might think it, but I don't think that's the reason he closed these things off. Thoughts about the LSU-Clemson game, low scoring, a lot like last year's game. I can buy that. High on Chad Morris's commitment to the run. I can buy that. Big offensive line, explosive running backs. I could buy the big, strong offensive line. I think they think they've got something on the offensive line now. I do think that. Safeties are better. I can buy that. Maybe a chance to win the conference. I don't know if I buy that. But by the way, one of the things I talked about with this, one of the national media guys is, I think South Carolina is going to be better. I think South Carolina has some of that elite level talent at a couple places, a couple positions. The hard part, and when I say that, I mean, I think if you can get Sellers' head screwed back on, and I do think he'll struggle with some things people try to do defensively against him. But like Nick Harbor, that's a talent. And if Dylan Stewart plays, that's a talent. And Caleb Herring's a talent. And Jay Johnson and Vicari Swain, like, they've got some ability. And if the offensive line's better, I think that South Carolina can be much improved. Matter of fact, I told you, I think South Carolina's going to Tuscaloosa and winning. The hard part for South Carolina is I think Florida's going to be a better football team, or it's going to be harder to win at Swamp than it is in Tuscaloosa. No one's telling you that. I'm telling you what the Florida staff is doing down there, and with Buster Faulkner and with Philo, going to Florida's going to be harder than going to Alabama. Nobody's going to say that but me. Going to Oklahoma's going to be tough. Beating Georgia's going to be tough. But South Carolina could win 8 or 9 games, make the college football playoff maybe. But, man, you got to beat A&M. You got to beat Georgia or at Oklahoma or at Florida or at Alabama. And that's not including beating Mississippi State and Tennessee and Arkansas, some tough games, maybe beating Clemson. But I do think South Carolina has talent. And they've got, like, elite-level talent at a couple different places. Enough? I don't know. We'll see. The other thing I thought that came out of the weekend is that I thought a couple of those guys played their way Saturday in the scrimmage into a bigger role. And let me give you a list of those guys. Maybe the two that fit in that category the best. Jarvis Green is not a great-looking physical running back. Jarvis Green does not have burst and acceleration. Jarvis Green is not an explosive, dynamic athlete. But Jarvis Green is a natural runner of the ball. He has natural vision, a natural lean, breaks some tackles, has a good forward lean. Up until Wayne Gallman broke the single season record. Up until Travis Etienne, I need to check and make sure I'm right for saying this. Raymond Priester was the all-time leading rusher at Clemson. And Raymond Priester did not have great speed, did not have great burst, did not have a lot of great things. He was strong. He broke tackles, and he had a great forward lean. And I think one thing that Green has, that natural seeing the hole, Priester had that. But one thing Priester had, I want to see out of Green too, and I think he can do it, is when the play was blocked for 2 yards, Priester got 4. When a play is blocked for 5 yards, I mean the offensive line, the net of it should have been about a 5-yard gain, Priester got 7. Instead of it being 2nd and 5, when Priester ran the football, it's 2nd and 3. There's a lot to be said about that. I don't think Jarvis Green is a great athlete. I don't think that Jarvis Green is the next great one here. But there is something to be said about turning 2 into 5 and turning 5 into 7. And that's not been the case here.
Especially if you can do that on a consistent basis.
Yes. Yeah.
Priester had the all-time record until James Davis.
James Davis broke it. Okay.
By a little over 300 yards.
Okay.
And then Travis Etienne broke that by about...
By 1,000, yeah. Travis Etienne is the best football player to ever play at Clemson. I'll argue that.
Yeah.
But I think that Texture, how many yards he gains after his hand touched the ground. That's right. After his hand touched the ground, he may put it and keep going, man. But Priester was not the most talented guy they had, but he was the best running back. Are you buying some of this? I do think it can be close in LSU. I made a statement last week's show. If you couldn't beat LSU with 9 NFL draft picks in Death Valley against Brian Kelly, what makes you think you're going into Baton Rouge and beating Lane Kiffin when you don't have those 9 draft picks? But I do think you could be a better football team. And I do think you can come out of that thing at 20-13 or 20-17 or, you know, play a close game and be physical and emerge from it with some confidence moving forward. One of these guys tried to convince me this weekend that Clemson's going to beat Miami. So you can see that coming from my way. In Death Valley, physical. Look, I am welcoming. Matter of fact, again, I keep setting this thing up. And it didn't have to be this way. It could turn out to be a disaster again. But I think of this team, if we commit to the run game, if they tackle better, if the offensive line is better, I think you could like this football team. And I think this fan base could really like this team. So all my negative points I made before, I think he might be buying into that a little bit. Texas said Lattimore, South Carolina, the same way, not the fastest, but he always fell forward. You know, if a guy's 6 feet tall, that's 2 yards. If I just fall forward 2 more yards, then that can get you some first downs. You can move the chains a little bit. When we come back, ponder that for me. The likelihood that, or not the likelihood, the possibility. Because let me set it up again. The possibility that this fan base falls in love with this team and likes this team. And I say that to say this, because last year I don't think anybody around this program liked that football team. They weren't likable. Bunch of big name guys that got paid a ton of money that didn't produce. I don't see anything likable about not just the 7-6, but just the non-competitive part of it. I didn't like that team. Is it possible that this team's nowhere near as talented, but kind of that slab five you got in basketball, that just play hard, play physical, takes care of things, much more efficient? Is that possible? Think about it. Let's get that thought out here. Short, like, because he's a drummer. It's like blues drumming is, you have to be very simple in blues drumming. But the key to blues, there's two major keys of blues. You got to have a great blues guitarist, and you got to have great vocalist with blues.
And you have to have very reactionary,
yeah,
musicians.
Oh, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. When you hear B.B. King, some of the live shows they do, where some of the women are just like falling out, man, and Hunter's getting into it, and he's just playing off of that. I like that reactionary. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, man, I love those blues. Used to love going down to Remy's, late night blues.
Oh, I know two people that named their firstborn after that restaurant.
Yes, Remy's.
I know two Remy's.
All right, let me get back to this. So this idea that we kind of stumbled upon this morning, that last year's team Clemson fans didn't like, and it's not 7-6, and it's not it's not the record. It's how it looked. The art class didn't look good. The fight, I don't mind losing to LSU. The Georgia Tech game, that wasn't the issue. It's that when you come out and lay an egg against Syracuse and you just didn't fight, and you didn't have that mental toughness. Someone did text in, as a great text, and go back and said at the end of last year, the list of things you needed for Clemson to have. I need to go back and look at that list again. But it was like, I want mental toughness. I want physical toughness. I want to be able to run the football. I want my wide receivers to block. I want to have a different mentality. I want to tackle better. I want to have a completely – and if you think about it, yeah, I think they've kind of done that. Or at least I think that's the goal. They're working on that. I want the team to be more mentally tough, more physically tough. But so, again, we talk about art class and math class. Again, I don't believe – I think that if this team played hard and if this team was mentally tough, I think this fan base can fall back in love. They love the program, but last year's team was not one that you like. I like seeing Peter Woods and T.J. Parker not really be productive and Klubnik do the dumb things he did and like all the little stuff that happened throughout the season. I don't think this football fan base, I tell you, there's one dangerous part about Clemson fans. Same thing someone once said about Alabama fans. They've seen good football. They've seen bad football. They know the difference. And this Clemson fan base knows the difference in what they saw last year and what they hope to see this year. So, again, I don't think you have to go down and win at Baton Rouge. Matter of fact, I don't think you had to beat Miami. I think with Fletcher and with Tony and with the Duke quarterback transfer, I think this is going to be a very difficult ask. But if you play hard, if you play smart, if you're mentally tough and you're resilient, like I've seen fan bases fall in love with teams. Clemson basketball is a great example of it sometimes. You know you're not ultra talented, but if you just play hard, the fan base can fall in love with that. So I'll ask you, Will, your thoughts on this. Could this be one of these teams that if you go out and if they did these little things better, if they tackled better, if they're physically tougher, if they're mentally tougher, like this fan base can buy into that after last year and buy into all the NIL stuff and all the transfer portal stuff, if you feel like a tight-knit team, a team that plays for each other, a team that plays hard, that the fan base can fall in love with.
I would say that there are some people who can, yes. I wouldn't say the entire fan base, because I mean our fan base is spoiled.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. And deservedly so.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw some of the best football ever. It's one of the, you know, it's impossible to deny that. But because things have dropped off, and I think it's laughable that this huge cliff that we've fallen off is 7 wins. Because I remember growing up and being,
yeah, you know,
7 wins. We beat South Carolina. Yeah, That's a season.
But like I tell my son this all the time. I don't care what grades you make. What I want you to do is do your best. And if it's a C is your best, then let's do that. Now, for him, fortunately, C's not his best. He's a really bright kid, and he makes A's, and he's going to continue. I mean, he's in first grade or second grade, and he ain't making A's. But the point is, he does really well, and he's bright. He'll do great things. But if he wasn't all that bright, and if a C's the best, then that's it. And I do think a fan base, if this is an 8-4 football team that can max, or if this is a 9-3 team that can maximize it at 9-3, I think the fan base can like that.
Mm-hmm.
If this is a 9-3 team that maxes out at 7-6, I don't know if they feel for that or not. Like last year's team was not 7-6 was not maxed out. Last year was a talent wise was a 10-2 football team, but they won 7 games,
and it wasn't fun. It didn't look like they were having fun.
That's right.
Fun.
It was not fun. But you had a $1 million shot right there. It wasn't fun.
Yeah. If it's fun,
great point.
This team's going to be embraced by not all of our listeners, not all of the Clemson fan base.
No.
But by a lot.
Right. Now, I got a couple different things here. My friend Carlos says, effort and execution is all I want to see.
Yeah, make an effort.
Now, QCT on the other side, he didn't like this. He goes, in other words, as long as you go out, claim moral victory, we're in better shape than last year, fans will be happy. No. Win. That's it. That's all that makes me happy. And no, I'll never tell my son, I don't care what grades he makes. They matter. Trying hard and getting F's not acceptable. QCT. But if your son is not, you got 3 kids now, 4 kids now. I don't know how many you have down there, QCT. But if your mental aptitude, if a C is the best you can do and you make a C, I'm happy with it. If a B is the best you can do and you make a C, I'm not happy with it. If this was a 9-3 team that goes 7-6 this year, I'm not happy with that. If this is a 9-3 team that goes 9-3 this year, then I'm happy with that. That's all you can ask. In the transfer portal world, they're not set up to go that yet. Now, I think that next year, the recruiting class and next year, the portal, I think you might see that turn around a little bit. I like this 27, the forecast of that. But QCT, a lot of times, man, I'm not a moral victory guy. I kind of get it. But I think coming off of last year, and come off a team that wasn't fun and I didn't like, I'm going to disagree with you.
Can't win every single national championship in a row. You can't win 10 games for 100 years in a row. That's just not how it works out. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have peaks and valleys.
Matt gets in. Last year I felt that this team did not leave it all on the field. They held back. Didn't want 100% of their effort. Didn't want to give 100% of effort and leaving everything on the field knowing they gave it all they had. I agree with that. So that's what best is standard is. If you're a 10-2 team and you max out 10-2, well, you did your best. Mm-hmm. If you're a 15-0 team and you max it out, make 15-0, that's your best. But if you're a 10-2 team, you go 7-6, it's not your best. Again, I think that the fun thing you hit on too, I like that. Texas said, but if all you have is F talent, it's a bigger problem and leadership is needed to change it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is not an F team, though. This team has enough. Hampton's talented. Sammy Brown's talented. And Amari Adams is talented. And Bryant Wesco's talented. This isn't an F team. This team's not going to, talent-wise, if this team goes anything less than, say, 8-4, then they've totally failed, and I totally get that. '93-'97 says, ask QCT if he wants to be the coach at Clemson. He represents a small portion of the fan base. Doesn't like that when thinks we go 16-0 every year, unrealistic for any program. I don't know about that either. As a Browns fan, QCT, you can say that. But it's not even about the record. I know that sounds crazy. Let me get Chad's point of this. I hope he can listen. Hey, Chad, I think we made some changes to the app maybe. Hope you can hear listen. You getting us this morning at all?
I had to reboot my phone a couple of times this morning. Nick, you're 100% right. Like, college football is a hobby for fans, right? Winning makes it more fun. But we really haven't been fun since Trevor left. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so it goes to this year. Like, if we play hard on defense and we stop the run and we don't let opposing wide receivers just run by us because we're not fast enough, right?
Yeah.
That immediately will make defense more fun, okay? If we can run the ball and are committed to the run and, you know, occasionally bust an 8-yard run on first down, like, that's fun for our fan base. The problem will be if it's ever 3rd and 7 and fans just have no hope because, you know, and we won't be able to blame wide receivers unless they, you know, go down to injury. But, like, wide receivers are supposed to be pretty solid. Tight end's supposed to be pretty solid. So if it's 3rd and 7 and we can't, you know, block for the quarterback, or if we can't, you know, complete a pass and ever stretch the field, that makes the game not as fun because it's all about scoring. You know what I'm saying? In today's game. So,
let me see if you agree with this point. Then, last year's team, you just didn't feel like it was cohesive. You didn't feel like it was effort. You didn't feel like it was the guys maximizing their talents. That this team doesn't feel like it's that talented. I don't think you get 9 draft picks off this team this year. But if they play hard, they tackle well, they block, they're more physical, they're mentally tougher, they fight and grind, I think you can live with whatever results you have. Like, I want to see teams play for each other and, like, be excited for each other. And we got so tired of last year's individuals. I want to see an us again. Yeah, Mickey, guys play hard for us.
Is it fair to say that take away Klubnik just having a bad year, to get as many starts as he did, to be a 5-star quarterback, right? Is he the most unlikable Clemson starter with that many starts and that much? Like, I think he's more unlikable to the fan base than even DJ was. Because I think DJ, like, it felt like he tried. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, K just – and, I mean, we had a church thing in Columbia last night, and I was sitting at the table with a former player that's on ESPN now. And he kind of even hinted that, like, Cade was never, like, that liked, even in the locker room, you know? And so, I don't know, dude. I just want us to be fun and likable, but it's all going to come down to the quarterback. Like, even if we're, like, great on defense and we try hard, not taking a portal and rolling with Vezina and the freshman, I mean, it's, you know, you're right, dude. That's going to be, to me, the telltale sign of the year is our fan satisfaction. Get your thoughts, Sam Blossom.
All right, man. Appreciate the phone call. Glad you can listen again online. It just seems to me, well, first of all, timing is everything. And it wouldn't have been coming in 16 and 18 and all that. I couldn't sit here and tell you, boy, if I'd like this team, if we just play hard, I like this team. No, I want to win national championships in 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I want to win national championships.
Because we were an inch away at that point.
Yeah. Now, this team doesn't feel like that.
No.
I'm telling you, man, I am much more enthusiastic about 27 than I'm 26. This offensive line, I think you got something. I think you build around it. I think some of these offensive play guys, quarterback-wise, I think 27, man, that's going to be fun. This team, I want to feel good about. I want to like. I want to pull for. I'm in that stadium last year during rain delays at Syracuse, and I'm like, I don't really like what I'm seeing. I don't like anything about this. This isn't fun. This is miserable. We went fishing on Saturday, and first cast I make, I throw it up in this tree, get it stuck. Drake's got a couple birds' nests up there. He's fishing with this worm. We're not getting any bites on anything. I'm like, man, this isn't fun. This is like the Syracuse game last year. I'm having to get knots out of everything and get pulling sticks. I try to fish on top of the water, and a big wind comes up and knocks all these pine needles out of the water. So I'm fishing on top of the water. All I'm doing is catching pine straw. Like, that ain't fun. I said, this is like Syracuse game last year. I want to feel good about this football team. And I think we can. I think that's what I'm seeing. I kind of feel good about that. We'll see. We'll see. Final segment of a Monday show right after this. Good boy. I want us to be feared. Miss days where teams dread to come to Death Valley. Well, yeah, but Clemson fans liked those teams. I'm talking about your own fans liking you. I mean, Clemson's lovable right now if you're SMU or if Duke or what. I don't want those other teams to like us. I'm talking about your own teams, your own fans. Did I somehow misplay that? Like, I want everybody to like us because we're, no, you want to be hated by fan bases, but you want to be liked by your own fan base.
Yeah, DeAndre McDaniel had a lot of fun when he broke that guy's collarbone.
Yeah.
Don't forget about that. We will rock you, FSU. We were feared.
Yeah.
Very much so.
1843 said Clemson finished 10-4 in 2011. Chad Morris' first year, Taj Boyd. Everyone was excited and optimistic. Anything less than that would be disappointing. Well, they don't have Sammy Watkins, though, this year. If you gave me Sammy, and I think Taj Boyd's better than quarterbacks you currently have, so I'm not going to sit here and say that. I think I want to get the most out of every team. I hope I'm making that point. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm a terrible communicator. God thinks I think other teams want to like us. Butch at Fountain Inn, Pratt Injury Lawyer phone line, 654-ROY. Good morning, my friend. How you doing?
Good, brother. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I said this about your team, too. I think South Carolina can surprise people. I think South Carolina is going to be better than people think. Again, I don't know about the offensive line, but if the offensive line is good enough, and if Lenore Sellers, if they can get him back to being the athlete that he was, I think there's enough at wide receiver. I think there's enough at running back. I think there's enough players on defense. Like, I think that you can – I think you can do something. Now, the hard part's the schedule. But don't be shocked if South Carolina beats some people this year.
Well, I would believe you, too, until I just read this. Wide receivers Sellers and Gibson are out for the season.
Yeah. The Gibson thing, no, I don't know how good he would have been. Who knows? He hadn't played in 2 years. But Jaden Sellers, I said this earlier in the show, that hurts you because I think he was probably the most consistent receiver and probably the one most dependable receiver. Harbor's the most talented, but who knows what you get there, game to game, series right. to series. But I think Jaden Sellers was the most dependable hurt. One. Yeah, that one hurts you. And yes, that's where Bennett, some of his guys got to step up now.
I was wanting to talk about your team. You know, man, everybody's about playing LSU. But here's the thing. If you win, it's in the fashion of how you won. You know, we beat Georgia 1 year, doggone, because the dude that never misses a field goal missed a field goal. Shouldn't have won that game, but we did.
Yeah.
Now, also, on the other side of the coin, if you lose, it's the fashion of the loss. If you just come in there and get your heads kicked in, well, you know, you're not feeling real good. But if you lose, but you just, you know what I'm saying? Y'all played a good game,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I like playing Georgia second. And when we used to play like that, because it did. It gave me a gauge of how Carolina was pretty much going to be that year. I could go off of that game.
Yeah, and you always played Georgia. Well, not always. A lot of times you played Georgia close. You beat Georgia a lot of times in there. The thing, like last year's team at South Carolina, Vanderbilt beat you by 24, and Missouri beat you by 9, and LSU beat you by 10, and Oklahoma beat you by 19, and Ole Miss beat you by 16, and then Clemson beat you by 14. You had six games by more than a touchdown loss. So 6 or 8 losses, you weren't as competitive with, and so that's what you don't like that, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh no. But you know, like you said last year, that defense is in good shape. I know it was a jab, but it was the truth, man. I mean, them boys lived on that football field, and to play the way they played and as hard as they played, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, last year that
I mean
couldn't run the ball, and then Sellers was just atrocious. So who knows, man? Maybe you get better.
That's our line, babe.
Yep,
that's
good point. It's a good point. Who knows? Good stuff, buddy. Hope you have a good day.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. I think South Carolina's gonna be better. I think they're gonna be improved. I think they've got some playmakers. Now they got to play better though, because that last year was a complete disaster in every way. They weren't competitive. And Sellers looked like he was not interested in running the ball at all, and that wasn't good. I think we hit on a bunch of stuff today, man. That was a good show. I enjoyed that. By the way, Brad, he's my Allstate agent, 292-3001. Brad, he's at Allstate.com, Brad, he's insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We have better coverage, and we have combined our auto owners and our homeowners, and we're in better shape as a result. Get in touch with him. He can help you out. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. 00110 gets Mickey. I'm picking up what you're putting down as far as being likable. Yeah, Clemson fans. Again, there are some fan bases out there that haven't seen great, that don't know the difference. But I was told this originally about Alabama fans. I mentioned this before. Alabama fans have seen good football and bad football. They know the difference. Clemson fans have seen good football. They've seen bad football. They know the difference. You can't fool Clemson fans. There were some teams in there, even in good, like, numbers years. Like the team that went to the playoffs a couple of years ago, that wasn't a Clemson fans know that wasn't a great team. The one that in 24. Where they kicked a field goal against SMU, got in the ACC championship game, kicked a field goal against SMU and won. That fan base didn't like the way you looked against Georgia. Didn't like getting punked at home by Louisville. Didn't like losing South Carolina at home. Like that wasn't Clemson ball football, man. They don't fan base. They need to know better than that. And you won the ACC championship. That's great. You went in the playoffs. That's great. But don't try to fool me in the peeing on my leg and tell me it's raining. You know, that fan base knew better. That was not a great football team. And that was a team that snuck out, that barely won at Pittsburgh. Remember that? Clemson takes off in the long run. That was a team that had a big lead against SMU and kind of blew it. The fan base knew that wasn't a great Clemson football team by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, it was about as close as you can get to being 7-5.
Yeah.
That team probably should have been 7-5.
Yeah. Yeah, very close to 7-5. So the point is, let's coming off of Saturday. Let's see. I kind of like what I heard there. 654 roar 654-7627. Tomorrow's show we'll get with Dr. Milt Louder. Certainly looking forward to that. Texas said, look at Saban's last year at Alabama. Team was not great, still made the playoffs. Yeah, and that team underachieved. I don't think there's a fan base in the country. Well, I take that back. There are some fan bases that have not been to college football playoffs that all they want to do is go to one. Doesn't matter if they overachieve or underachieve. Just want to go to one. And so, you know, that's the ends justify all means stuff. But if you're not, if you're used to going there, they know the difference. That Alabama fans knew that team wasn't very good. And then your last year's team that went to the College Football Playoffs, that team wasn't very good either. Texas wants to know, how big of a deal is it that Cam Vaughn kicked off of Miami's team? I don't think that's a huge deal. Tony and the other kid from Duke. You're fine at wide receiver. I don't think Cam Vaughn was going to do a whole lot. I don't really see that. So that's not a big deal. Probably, but addition by subtraction, I'll put it that way. That's not a big deal for you. But Minson's going to be handing the ball to Fletcher an awful lot. And then he's going to be throwing to Malachi Tony and throwing to the Duke kid a lot. Man, they'll be fine. I wouldn't think that's a big deal for you. Miami is ultra talented. Miami's one of these teams that I think they've gotten to a point now where they're so good that they can't Mario it up. Now they got to go to Clemson, have to go to Notre Dame, but this is a college football playoff team. This team's going to go to the ACC championship game. I think this team's going to the ACC championship. I think they're just too good. I know they lost an awful lot on both lines of scrimmage, but they've recruited so stinking well on the lines of scrimmage. I don't think that's going to be a major issue for you. And when you can hand the ball to Fletcher, and when you can throw it to Tony, like, who do you stop there? You got to stop the run first. That's why Malachi Tony's going to have a monster year this year. And everybody around him. And then Minshew's going to take off and run. That offense is going to be just about unstoppable. So, no, I don't think that's a big deal for you. I don't think Vaughn was the centerpiece of everything. Texas, I thought Chad was going to say that Cade was the Billy Kwok of Clemson football. No, he's not going to cuss him that much.